I'm like,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
And I'm like,
good.
I just start her, like.
Started the project.
Oh, my gosh, I know how bad it feels.
It wasn't even my wife.
It is 6:01. We're going to start our meeting. This is the planning commission meeting for Richfield City, dated October 1st, 2025. We will start with item one on the agenda, roll call. Ray is present, Wes is present, I'm here, Blaine's here, Roxanne's here, and May is here. We're missing Wayne.
Yes.
So he's excused. We'll go on to administrative actions, item two. Item 2A, conditional use permit. Ted Christensen to request a conditional use permit for a storage container at his office located at 560 North Main. So Ted, come on, scoot up to the table. We'll have David pull something up on the screen so we know where we're looking. Yep.
You've got one. Okay.
I looked it up on the internet to see on Richfield City to get information on the storage container and what the deal was at the city, and all that's come up is a water container. It didn't have any information.
Storage, huh?
What you said?
So what are you going to use it for?
Multiple things. When I built the office, it was, I've been practicing for 48 years as a dentist. When I built the office, it was the only buildings further north was the Utah Power and Light, the hospital. I don't know if the veterans were in this area. And then there was a big shed at Harvard.
No.
Store parking in there. Before they had invented ATVs, I had to open my parking lot. It's gotten to the point, in the last 3 years I've had some major surgeries. So it became well, off as I used to be, some of you.
Yeah, joined you.
I didn't feel that. I'd like to put a four wheeler with a snow blanket on it so I can clear the parking lot. For some reason, it always snows Sunday night late. So I always got to lend the money to put a snow in the parking lot and patients trying to get in. So the main thing would be for. The other thing is a lawnmower. Leather steel is good doing my yard work as far as the lawn mowing and the house and these good things last year. So I had to do it myself. So I need to put a lawnmower in there. Going to have just to. And the other thing, for the, on the last 15 years, 20 years, I've been donating dental equipment for charity purposes. And I set together dental sets in a little cabinet for about that tall, and I built 35 of them that I put together in my run out of room in my shop. And it's accumulated the dental supplies and instruments. And I donate those, and then they go to the local cancer society. There's everything in that box that a dentist would need to be a dentist. And so that's been a big project for me for about the last 15 years. Right now, I've got 35 boxes that I put together. So I need some place to put them together and store them until I can donate them. If you get them up, let's check them out. So, I tried to get something that was not, I think that looks short. This, to me, was a little more pleasant, and something that I could use that was more doors. And then it's the same, pretty close to the same color as my dental office. And I got back in the lot as far as I can go without. There's a top hole, and I couldn't get it all the way to the back. So it's not real evident from Main Street when you go up pipes. There's going to be north, and of course you can see it.
What's the current ordinance? How's it spelled out, David?
Okay, so not a lot of residential zones, of course. Commercial or manufacturing zones are allowed as a conditional single use for all conditions. Should be good. And there's some for temporary ones, and then it can also be a C1 use. This is paragraph 4. It's a C1 use for this property. To be allowed one unit, an additional unit for every acre or part of an acre up to a maximum of 5 acres. So if you have an acre or less, you get one. If you have up to 5 acres, you get about 5 of them. Shall not exceed 8 feet, not more than 41 feet, and a height of 9.5 feet. No vertical stacking. Painted, you have complementary or adjacent colors. Using dwelling quarters. Portable, it's larger than 120 square feet, should be regulated in the building structure. The permit is required. Portable storage information based on single base.
What zone is this? What zone is this in?
This is, I believe we're going to remember the zone name as well.
Oh, yeah, it's right here on the agenda.
Oh, yeah, I put it down here so we can look at it.
So, just a question. Like, the property was sold, or something with the unit temporary, or are they?
Well, at this point, it's only permanent. If I do someday retire, and if I sell the building, right now, that parcel that this storage container is on is on a different tax parcel. And what my dental office is. I purchased that from a gift so I could have access to the road, and then I had to do the upgrade on that. When they put the road in, I had to pay for the sidewalk and stuff. So, it's on a different parcel than that. So I'll either use it to continue to use for the dental. And I do have two dental chairs I need for the case. So, if I sold the property, I'd be mighty with it.
So, typically, a conditional use was granted unless the change in the use
space.
If I wanted to sell it to a dentist, they have to Point scans it might have to.
I think it's stated they don't want us. Ever.
We don't.
Who's got questions?
How big is it?
It's 8 by 40.
40.
240 square feet.
Yeah, 8 by 40, that's most of the storage containers.
Because it had to be under 41, is that correct?
I don't have questions, but I don't like them. I think we probably all would know that about them.
Yeah, I think that's why that line is drawn, is typically they are 40.
Oh, okay.
That's why I think that's why it's.
Well, we've had a lot of discussion on storage containers. A year ago, we made some changes and the changes never got made. We took storage containers out of commercial shopping and only were in manufacturing and industrial. But the ordinance never got finalized.
That was in the next storage we were talking about. That was self-service.
It was storage containers.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure was. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give us a street view there on 570 North?
I mean, you did do a good job of tucking it away, but I don't love the fact that you can still see it from Main Street.
Of course, 570 North.
Everything.
First, I view everything.
Just up
there. But from Main Street, straight on, you can't see it. It's on that. It's lined up with.
You've got to be on 570 North to see it.
And that's where he's at right now. That's 570 North. Of course, there's a big fence there now.
I mean, the problem is, like Dustin puts those temporary ones with the 4th of July stuff, what's going to stop him now from putting something on it right there? Like, you know what I mean? We're good set for that precedent. I mean, we have a ton of commercial shopping in this town that you put one of those in, and it's going to be a major eyesore.
Well, that's why we.
His is kind of hit, but, I mean. We all love U-Haul. I'm going to throw it out there. Right? I mean, you got to control it sometime. Like, we let that thing happen. I mean, that's just my two bits on storage containers. But, sorry, okay, Chad. I don't love them. I never have. So.
I don't either. especially the older ones, you know, the red ones and the ugly ones. I know. Of course, they've always been grandfathered in letters. At least 10, you know, we've done lots of dental offices. And a lot more in the
this
CS
property
zone.
So it's 0.28.
They're both pieces commercial shopping still?
Yes.
Ray, what are your thoughts?
I'm a visual person. I want to see it. But, Ted, is there any way to put that obscured a little more with the fence? You know, at least in the front of it or the side of it so it's not so visible?
Fence might look worse than the storage container. Just a little short fence against the fence. Because that doesn't access to the power pole.
Plus, they're rock entry units. Right?
Either side or front, that's
just
what I
need to do. The 4 foot section is open this way?
All right, Blaine, what's your thoughts?
Well, I thought you had that solved, that storage container thing. Apparently, you didn't. It never did get.
Roxanne?
I really don't mind the look of it, to tell you the truth, but it does set a precedent. That's the problem. And the problem is well, you let him do it, so.
So.
We had another piece of property right here that had one on it that was a problem. I know you three weren't on the board
A
year and a half ago when we went through this whole thing, but it was.
What is the ordinance right now allows?
Through conditional use permit, on commercial shopping zone, it's allowed.
So I.
What's the, like, I don't necessarily want to choose this, there weren't both of the changing factors to convey and future.
Yeah.
So down here on the agenda, item 3C is the amendments to the storage containers we did 18 months ago. That said, they're in manufacturing and industrial only. Because we tried to head it off back then.
Yeah.
Not everybody is as good as Ted.
Yeah.
And that's our biggest problem.
Yeah, I tried to make things aesthetic and usable, and you know, I hate storage containers and what's coming to do, but can't get a build of building.
And that's kind of the only other alternative is to build an actual building. Is that?
Yeah, and storage should fall with accurate and pretty much build either.
And it's not. Building there going to look any better than what that does.
Well, why don't you guys make a motion or ask more questions?
So is there a way when we approve the conditional use report that we can say, like, narrowly use it? Like, I don't necessarily want them rented out.
Cannot be used for commercial purposes, must be storage for the dental office.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that could be a condition.
I think those are all great conditions if we actually have somebody that follows through, which we don't.
We don't have a code enforcement.
No, we don't.
We do. His name's David. He's got a paper badge and a finger gun.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we allow this condition use to this storage unit container. I'll give you a 569 Main Street.
Okay, we've got a motion. Is there a second?
Yeah, I would expect it to add to the common use for.
On the condition we use for the dental supplies, we use for the manufacturing.
Is use only.
Yeah.
Cannot be used commercially. Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those in favor say or opposed say nay.
Nay.
Nay. So there's.
Interesting.
Got four ayes and two nays. The motion passes.
Who's their nays? Sorry.
Josh and West.
Those who had to fight earlier have the history.
I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. Mission is calling all the thanks. All the thanks. Growing up in Ephraim, I was going to set up practice there. One of the things that bothered me so much about Ephraim was their planning. I mean, it's helter skelter, you know, there's turkey coops in city limits. And I just want to get this, you know, organization and their planning to do a great job.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
We have a ways to go, too.
Good luck. Going to move on to item 2B, conditional use permit, review and approve plans for a new hotel to be constructed at approximately 1155 South College Avenue. C2 use in a commercial general zone. Who have we got with the hotel? Go ahead and bring your chair up to the table. And David's going to pull some stuff up on the screen for us. Now, he emailed us out information on this. So just north of Steve's. Mm-hmm. Why don't you bring up a site plan?
Do you guys currently own that parcel, or are you just looking to buy it if you can do a hotel there?
While he's pulling that up, I did not do the research. La Quinta and Hawthorne. How much was the Hawthorne?
Well, you can understand that certain subject doesn't know the Quinta, but they have certain rooms that they call La Quinta and certain rooms that are part of the Hawthorne group. So, and so I'm not even sure what the difference is. I mean, you've gone all four times.
I tried to look at the floor plan. I couldn't see if there's anything different.
They're all inside, and the building will continue to come out of the body.
Avenue.
So the main access looks like it lines up across from the other access there on College Avenue. My one concern that came to me through my past experience, so I was access management right-of-way control for UDOT for the past 10 years, and so access is fresh on my brain. The southern access has probably 60% or more of your parking. And that's where people are going to flow out on the College Drive. And my concern is about the interaction with that intersection that close to that secondary access.
Right now, we're going to be coming up to that. There's bike lanes. And I'm assuming we're going to continue that on up to
the... Okay, so... Is part of the staff report or this development to continue the left-hand turn pocket, David?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they want, and one of the things they asked for was a traffic study talking primarily about this turn to the north, and then also that extension of the turn lane extension to Haven Road. That was also...
So are they looking for site distance on that? With curve, I'm guessing.
I didn't know a lot about traffic studies, so I'm assuming so.
Okay.
No, it's from a couple of different traffic control people, so we should be here.
Is Hales one of them?
Pardon?
Hales Engineering?
I don't know. One of the people in my office has there's somebody that you...
Ryan Hales does a very great job. Yeah. I'm not saying you have to use them, just letting you, giving you an option there.
I have used them a number of times. We're going to prepare it, well, not quite a video, but a deal where you're driving up, driving north on College. The building is here, and it will show what the building is affecting, what you can see.
Okay,
yeah. It's taking a little bit of time to prepare.
All right, you guys have questions?
You know, plans look really well thought out. You know, I didn't think about the traffic flow, the turn. Now you have a turn lane at least being discussed. I like that. It will help, too.
Yep.
And I guess we've gone through all these.
The staff has reviewed it.
We know how that during tournament time.
I was going to say, I feel like we're always short on hotel space. I mean, during events especially.
Yeah. It's a good plan. I like it.
No, they use the way there's no sidewalk there. So
a little bit concerned about sidewalk.
The hotel
has sidewalk. But where will they go?
There might need to be a ADA ramp or a detectable warning surface at that north entrance to get people to cross over to the bike path for your pedestrian flow.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's good. Especially
like school buses and stuff staying there. That's not what, 1100 south? And there'll also be, there's already a sidewalk on west side. People wanting access to State House,
they'll have a way to get there.
Yeah.
Okay. How many rooms is it? How many rooms?
89.
Three-story building. So at three stories, their roof peak is going to be less than our 42-foot maximum, or 45-foot.
The roof is 36.9.
Okay.
The tower is 49.1. So.
Yeah, a couple of parapets that went up to.
Here's your conference room. Four and a half feet.
Is your conference room?
Yes.
That was brought up with me the other day that bring people in for conference really isn't
far enough away from their space.
The motel.
Do you have
to
pay
the plans in that?
Maybe not.
It's pretty close.
I'm not sure exactly.
What about the FAA, David? Are they within the airspace?
I don't believe so, but I will double check on that one.
What the master plan? Good.
Traffic impact study.
Well, if they're already planned, that would just save battle for the turn lanes. Is there on-site detention for your stormwater?
We'll work on that. We'll have that developed. We have to go on underground under the building.
Oh, okay. I've seen that with other hotels over in Moab where they did like it was like half a culvert system that would retain the water and allow it to percolate.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to do.
Okay.
Certainly there's about 80-90% of the work done.
Okay.
When it was
kind of emotion do you use?
Well, let me go one by one with you guys, make sure you don't have any concerns, right?
No. I like the idea that it sounds like they're very responsive to any questions or concerns, any updates. We appreciate that. I don't have anything.
Wes?
Well, it sounds like you've got it pretty well figured out. The FAA that Josh brought up was my only concern also, making sure we fall within those parameters. But other than that, I think the project itself looks good.
Blaine?
I think the report here has gone over a lot of everything, so I think it's a great concept and looking forward to it.
Yes. Have a question.
Go ahead.
So with the traffic study that we need to still see, if we go ahead and approve this now,
we can add a condition that,
okay,
that they abide by.
They got to.
Yeah, I was reading through earlier, but like, so I just want to make sure that I'm understanding that if something changes, we
this,
can
this
still.
This report, they need to comply with what these notes are. So.
Okay.
You can print it out and Meg can explain it all to you.
We can have a, yeah. Tell me what all the reds mean.
Meg, do you have any questions?
No, I think it's great. I think it's really cool that you have that bike path right next to the hub and you have all those bike trails, and I think it's great. So I think I just echo the same sentiment.
So, just take note, David, that there needs to be some sort of access to College Avenue and some sort of, I don't want to say ADA ramp, but it probably has to be an ADA ramp to cross over to the bike path.
What is it you're concerned about, the ADA ramp?
So at that intersection that you're going to be, the north end, your north
north end of that park.
Right here. If you're going to go across from there, across the street.
Can you acknowledge that, David?
Yeah, they cross directly across, and there's that bike path, and people will probably be accessing that. So
that's no problem to.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a sidewalk along your entrance and the little ramp to scoot them across over to the bike path.
Since it's really
like. Because we just built that this year.
Yeah.
And boy, does it get used.
Yeah, it does. It's very used.
The other road straight, like that's like on the other side, on the east side, like so they it just ends right, like
right now it just ends, so when the property to the north of this develops, that road will have to push through.
Yep.
Yeah, because this person was actually built by Andy Christensen a few years ago back when they did the speech project.
We're calling that street to the back. I mean, there's at least be a moment we've done it, but
the street to the west.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a totally developed street. It has curb gutter
on both sides.
The curb gutter. I thought they could put everything on the
west side.
Yeah, it's all there.
There's a half of the one street that we did right.
All right, let's ask questions or do a motion.
What's our motion? We've reviewed it.
What are we doing? David, what are we doing?
This one I think is similar to the one we did last month where it's a motion to approve it, conditional upon them completing the technical review of city engineers. And then also the ADA ramp thing.
Okay. I'm actually going to motion this one. So I motion that we approve the plans for the new hotel to be constructed at approximately 1155 South College Avenue with the condition that all the staff report comments are met and that any revisions from the traffic impact study be abided by, and that we add sidewalk and ADA ramp to tie into the bike path on the north entrance.
I'll second it.
So we got a motion by me, a second by Blaine. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? None opposed. Unanimous. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Item 3C, Colin and Tracy Balch to request a conditional use permit for a home-based business, EMP Woodworks, to be located at 159 South 300 East, C1 use in an RM11 zone. Come on up, Colin. What does EMP stand for?
That's where our daughter was in law. Okay. And she called on me. Her name is Emily Trish.
Okay. And she used to
call herself an empty.
Okay. What are you
going to
make?
Well, I've been tinkering a little bit with like little fire boxes and wood cages and just want to kind of expand on that, you know, with a little retiring. I'm satisfied with the expert.
That's something
we're going to cash out and then I'm going to do it.
What's your hours of operation?
Just daylight out. I mean, 8 a.m. probably.
So you won't be working at 10, 11
o'clock? Oh, no. Okay, I'm not. David, I don't like to do this.
Would it be mostly like order type business or like would you have?
Traffic in and out.
Yeah, like in and out. People know. Someone order something.
I mean, build some stuff and maybe like.
It's not like you have something on shelves that people can just come in.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not in. Store. Okay. No, it's just kind of. Just like I said, I figured I'm making some, you know, little flower pots and plant boxes and stuff for family members. Like,
you should sell these.
Yeah,
Okay.
Well, I'm going to do that. I want to be official and not just. Yeah.
South
300 South.
Oh,
yeah. 159 South. 300
East. Right there.
Did you got a shop in the back?
No, that's here.
Oh.
Just build it in your backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, now maybe eventually in the future, depending on how things go. Because I mean, it's more just kind of a tinkering thing.
How much wood are you storing currently? Not much?
No, I mean, basically right now I've got like probably 1 foot long pine pole for pine tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
cut down into like 2 or 3 foot sections.
Mm-hmm. You store too much outside, it'll warp before you get the
plants. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yes, it's more just
you'll buy as you need it.
Yeah, it's not, like I said, it's not a full on, I guess, manufacturing setup with a, pumping out cabinets.
What are you using? Are you using a chainsaw or have you got a little mill?
Chainsaw. I mean, I've got a little chainsaw and a miter saw and just some stuff for some of the more. Ones like you stuff for some flower pots and stuff.
Can I ask you a question on these? When a patron decides to do this, is there any obligation to alert the neighbor? I don't know what our city ordinance is. I guess if they're going to go big, I mean, right now it just looks to me like it's going to be really small. But
No, if he, so let's say things go great and he wants to build a shop.
He has to come back here.
Yeah, I'll be back here visiting you guys again
saying,
hey, I'm
going to
build a shop.
I just wonder if whatever obligations there are to let people know that you're putting a business in the neighborhood.
Chance I'll be running during your
nap. Yeah, down here.
Hey, don't look close to the fairgrounds, baby. I'm not going to work a day. It will not be in the dark, I'll guarantee you that.
I mean, I'll take a chainsaw with a barking dog.
Well, yep.
Tell you that.
Got four wiener dogs outside my bedroom window.
Yeah, that's,
need to take that.
It's awesome, huh?
New dog in my neighborhood too, man, and I love.
I got a few next door, too. That's why I asked that.
All right, questions? Are we ready for a motion?
I don't have any questions.
Now, if he did go out to the neighbors would demand nobody do anything ever.
Uh-huh. Ever. Yeah.
So that's why they come to us and talk to us about it.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we grant Gary Balter request for conditional use for a home-based business, EMP Woodworks, located at 159 South 300 East.
Gary's the
same. Gary's, yeah.
Right. Tracy.
Colin. Tracy.
As a fact, that's his truck parking.
So we got a motion by Blaine.
I'll second it.
Second by Roxanne. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? None opposed. Good luck, Colin. Hope you find successful. Item 2D, conditional use permit. Boyd Viewig, to request a conditional use for a sandwich shop. Be located at 1500 South Main, Suite 150, C1 use and a CG commercial general zone. Is that who's online?
Yes. Boyd, can you hear us?
You've been online.
He was there. Or I met you.
Is that muted?
Find the
there
house.
Oh, okay.
You
know,
what's
that? Alright, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now. The only voice I can understand with love the voice of the money, and I just don't understand what is being said.
Okay, hang on one second. Let me try.
You sound really, really, really clear.
Let's. All right, let's make up.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
That better?
Yeah, I can hear you well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us about this sandwich shop.
Okay, it's a Jersey Mike's sandwich shop. It's going to be located on 1500 South Main in the sort of a multi-tenant retail there. And it's going to be in what was the Department of Workforce Services offices. It's in front of the Walmart. And just south of Wells Fargo.
We're looking at the building right now.
Okay, awesome.
What do we need to discuss on this, David?
My code, restaurant is a conditional use. So this is the conditional use for when they get there. They're not going to be changing the footprint of the building or anything. There's going to be some interior remodeling. So.
Does anybody have a problem? This is not a Mexican food truck.
So why are we?
All right, Gray, do you have questions for him?
I do not.
Wes, do you have questions?
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm super happy right now.
Blaine?
No, I don't even know why we're meeting now.
No, I love Jersey Mike's. I'm stoked about it. So, okay.
Well, there was clapping going on when you were discussing this. There are people very excited.
All right,
let's motion this.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve a request for conditional use for a sandwich shop to be located at 1500 South Main, Suite 150.
Motion by Roxanne, second by May. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None opposed.
Awesome.
Best of luck.
Awesome.
Good luck.
That's great.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for your patience.
All right. Item 3, discussion items. Item 3A, Kelly Magley discussed the possibility of putting the vehicle storage facility at 100 South 100 West. Kelly, go ahead and sit at the table and tell us your plans.
I got a piece of ground right across from the moratorium.
To the east, right?
Straight east.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of highlighted it. It is for parking. That's why we bought it. But it's so narrow, you can't do anything with it other than parking. And we got plenty of parking. This is not storage units. I think it was brought up last time. Storage, I own a business in town. I know it's a downtown district. We're trying to clean the downtown district up. All for that, and I want to do that personally too. Around me is not great. I mean, you look, I have two folks.
Keep spending it.
There you go. Not very desirable, for sure. So right now it's just gravel. We've got cars parked in there, whether they be for funerals or actually that classic over there, store some cars, because they sell them. My proposal is, not only do I have vehicles, but I want to do not covered parking, but enclosed parking. Okay, and I know you guys have an ordinance that you'd love to put covers over there and just park it. But then you still see the cars and everything else. I want to enclose. And I want to be able to, not only I am a business owner, I want to profit off it also. It is my property, and I like to put, if it's my own personal boat or other people's boats or RVs only, and it's not boxes or storage or anything like that that you'd be thinking of. It's personal. Vehicles that we'd be storing in these, and we could fit almost maybe 16 of them. And the way that it works is we put them on an angle. Like Park City and lots of places have this, and so they'll just pull right in. And the way that they design it is that people can store their RVs or their boats in there. They would be 12 by 40 in depth. And they would look nice. I would make it look like.
And you wouldn't put green doors on it like that?
You got something to tell me. Look like. I have to tie it in. If you pull up where I have some garages on the back side of my building where the old Michael Berry used to be, we have a bunch of storage there. I have a crematory in the back, another storage. I probably have five cars right now that aren't cut parking. I have a four-strong hearse in there. I have two other hearses. But at the back of that, on the back side, I have a crematory and four other bays, or five, that we park. And then all these other cars, you can see there's probably four cars to five cars. And then we want to be able to move stuff over, so it'll open up some others. But I would want it to match my building. Right? We want to where it owns this property. It has to tie in. I don't want to put something in there that's not going to look good. I mean, if we do something that's going to look like it's part of my inventory, clean, nice, and I'd rather have something like this than just asphalt or, you know, covered parking or something that's not high attractive. And I have to maintain my business. I have hundreds of people, thousands of people coming to my business monthly. And so it has to look nice and it has to appear nice. And I think Wishville has a need for this. And I get hit up all the time. Not only at my own house, which is storage, but at my mortuary, that they, hey, I got an open bay that you could store something in or have available. And it's not too far off. I know Dave gave me, you know, the map for the downtown district and where we're at compared to everything else. And I understand the codes and the covenants and what the things that are going on. But it's property that I want to utilize and I want it to look nice for downtown. It doesn't look nice now. And it's definitely an eyesore. And it's something that I can clean up personally if I own it.
and it would be a benefit not only to the community, but to me and our business and the people that can utilize it. And I know there's gonna, you know, and I understand the issues, I deal with it, but I don't know if there's things that we can compromise on, try to figure some of this stuff out, or what the concerns may be. It's definitely not gonna be something that's not nice. It's gonna look really good, and it's gonna be easily accessible and utilized. So, fire away.
So, to me, you say, well, oh, it's not a storage unit, but it is a storage unit.
It looks just like a storage unit.
You're storing, just because you're not storing items, you're storing
people. Yeah,
so technically still is a storage unit.
Okay.
Four
cars.
Right.
Right. But you guys already allowed on Main Street, which I don't know why this is even allowable. Main Street, you allow businesses to have four personal vehicles uncovered on their property. I mean, that's an eyesore itself. So I don't even understand that. Personally.
So where does that come from?
So, Main Street businesses, you can store four or more.
There's not enough room to keep each business that store four.
Kelly, what this piece of property is, it'll be asphalted or gravel?
Yeah, asphalted.
The whole thing will be asphalt.
Concrete and then asphalt.
Well, are you going to fence it?
They'll probably have to have a fence in front of it for not only for insurance, but just.
Is there just one entrance or is there
two entrances?
Two entrances. Actually, two.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys have got. If you know what's done, anybody?
First recreation vehicles and version target. When first recreation vehicles and three motor homes both variants for those commercial and enclosures are owned by top four.
So it can only be there 72 hours.
So not going to say over 72 hours? Yeah, it said over.
But who enforces that?
It says over 72 hours. They can allow them to keep them there over 72 hours.
Well, I'm chasing this rabbit hole because if I can swing the hammer behind the movie theater, I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. It's been an ongoing problem, huh?
Yeah, those semis have spider webs older than me.
Yeah, they do. Agree. And they're still there.
So it's not actually a parking issue. It's a parking issue.
Yeah, absolutely should be.
I'm always trying to figure something out.
Kelly, can you bring us?
Look nice. I don't know. You guys gave me some suggestions. I don't know what I can do. I mean, right now it's just open air. I mean, it sounds like you let me put a cover over there, but not enclosed parking. Okay. And is it the problem that I'm profiting off of it and making money and allowing people to store? Is that just that
no,
little problem?
It's just, actually the looks of a storage unit. And I know that looks nice. It's a nice storage unit.
Okay, so what can we do to make it not? They've got to be on an angle and built that way.
So they can back in
now. So what would happen if I just said, I'm just going to build these and store all my hearses over there? You would not allow that? Or is it because you're thinking it's storage and I'm renting it? Because if I just went ahead and built it, you gotta give me a permit. And I could put as many over there as I want and say, I'm putting my hearses in there, putting my vans in there.
Yeah. Put your own personal property.
But I think it's the point.
I have a good question, actually. I actually think it could be. Who do you plan on having
these,
and what's to stop them from storing, like just renting it out and storing whatever they want
there? Primarily cost. And it's going to be one size.
So who are you marketing this to?
RV, boats.
So this piece of like long-term storage for
long-term
storage. Winter time for your boat.
Winter time for your boat and RVs, and that's it. That's how they're not going to be built I'm doing a storage unit somewhere else, okay?
Yeah.
Not here in this town, in another location, and they're going to be 10 by 10s, 10 by 20s, 10
yeah.
by 30s. These are specific 12 by 40s. No one's going to come and rent a 12 by 40 to me if they're going to just put boxes in there. They're not going to pay that kind of money to put odds and ends in there.
There's a market there, Kelly, for those. I mean, you go out south of town and there's all those RVs or behind the fence. They're being weatherized, they're being oxidized. There are people who want to put their trailers and boats inside.
Well, I can see the need.
There's definitely a need.
Now, if Breinholtz was still in business, we would do walk rides.
Yeah.
We would just do walk, and then they wouldn't look.
And then they wouldn't look like storage units.
I don't know how to get away from that. I mean, if it's the appearance factor, we can work on something.
For me, I think it's a great idea, and I understand what you're doing. And
no, no.
I mean, I can look at your house and know the quality in your business and know the quality that I'm going to see there. The only factor is we got to figure out how to make them not look like storage units. I feel like in the downtown area, even though there's a lot of stuff in our downtown area that's not real nice, I'll be honest with you, but
we're trying to fix that.
We're trying to clean that up.
It's back in the, okay, you look what's there now.
Yeah.
It could be there.
I don't want the parking lot. I'll tell you straight up, with all classics, mine vehicles in it at the time, it doesn't look good. It looks ratty. I'll be honest. And it's not anything against classics or you, but it is a kind of a random parking lot.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Voice feels.
Just a couple questions for the planning commission. Is there, I asked in the last one if you have a good long-term plan, but I found that it was just more for real. So you said the vision of Main Street Downtown Foundation of what it wants to look like, what we're working towards.
So you would want to get into the general plan.
The general plan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the general plan describes what each zone is and what we want it to be. And where this is in the downtown zone, my opinion is that is to support Main Street businesses and businesses along that thoroughfare.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, 20 years, if we have a booming Main Street and we need parking, you do a big parking out there.
I've seen these a lot when we meet outside of things, and they're typically kind of in the only one that's near a residential area is Monster Storage down by Exit Q.
Yeah, and they're buildings.
And they're open air.
Yeah,
they
they're
just
not.
Got big roofs. But my biggest concern is if we allow this in the downtown zone, we've set a precedent, and the next guy that comes and asks for it, we have to give it.
Yeah.
We can't say no.
That's why you would have restrictions on how it's built.
That's why the downtown zone doesn't have storage units. Because then it's just
so
part of the zone.
So would I be able to build this if it's not? So, what do you mean? My own personal stuff? So, I just for clarification, because I'm not, if I don't rent it out individually, then I can just go there and build it. That's the reason that we
I don't think so.
So, I still,
it still have to apply. Whatever you built still has to
come
be accommodated in the downtown zone.
Mm-hmm.
And if we ignore our zones, why do we even have them?
I can't put the Rogers over there on that piece of
I would land. Have to go back and pull up the downtown zone and see what it allows.
I've got the Rogers here.
When were they built? Were they built this year? No, they weren't.
Yeah,
we can't fix the mistakes
here.
Of the past.
Huh?
All we can do is try to make things better in the future. Now, I've been in planning and zoning for over 4 years, and all we've done is work on that general plan and all these zones. And now that we the general plan's not even been around a year yet since we've approved it, and now you're asking us to change it. Like, why did we even go through all that thing?
We're just trying to be able to make downtown, I feel, make it look better, make it something that people can utilize.
What? And the 65-foot narrow lots, tough.
That work.
But you have 200 that works for that.
That works for it too. You've already contacted.
You're saying that's all your opinion and stuff. That is not our zoning ordinances. And by law, we're supposed to follow the zoning ordinances. So, Blaine, what could you put there?
Yeah, 65 feet. If nothing, then we'll just leave it how it is. Wait for any day. Yeah, you see what my dilemma is?
Yeah.
If I was in your seat, I would be doing. I mean, I've
you're trying, I'm trying to maximize.
Yeah,
and I totally understand it. It's just we're trying to come up with things, and I get hit up all the time for storage. Now here I have a piece of property. I don't like the looks of it. I don't like the looks of some of the stuff downtown. I mean, I drive down Main Street and I go, well, can't we do cover?
We've got those one-acre industrial lots down south of town, and this would be perfect for that.
Oh.
Expensive.
I know all that, and you know, just for me, it's a dual usage. For me, it's a dual usage. I can use it for my business, and then I can also make more from it. So that's why I'm just kind of concerned or a dilemma. You know, maybe I would even be approved to put these in for my own vehicles, which I wouldn't understand why.
What if it was designed to look like the same the red brick as the mortuary? Has the same facade as that?
Like if we stuck with a foot, I mean, it's going to be the same garage doors. There's, you know, it's white and red, like everything else in tan. So it looks just like, I mean, that's how I would design it and do it, is to make it look exactly like the mortuary.
Well, you're still going to have or brick or so much. Run it on the front.
Yeah, because it's the downtown area.
Yeah, we changed that rule.
That is, yeah, that's true. I forgot about
that.
That's
going to change the whole
look of it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
The
130 the front's going to have to be stucco, brick, or.
Can't be metal.
And yeah. You got a whole bunch of garage doors across there. That's not
be too much metal.
Yep.
Well, just an idea that I have. If you do angle those buildings, what if you just like, I don't know if it demands commercial campus, but like those feet support.
I looked into that too, but the size is so.
Yeah.
I mean, I get.
Right. Well, plus that wouldn't work because then run into parking issues. Yeah, there wouldn't be enough parking stalls.
I could put a tattoo shop there. I could put a tavern, a nightclub. I mean, I'm thinking
a nightclub. Yeah, a nightclub.
And a nightclub, pawn shop. I could put some good stuff in there.
Hey,
well, let's put a tavern in. What's that? It's a tavern. I don't. I mean, I think I should do well after the meetings and, you know, people go to
the tavern. That's an idea.
That's an idea.
Monetize it. Where
did you go? Well, yeah, it's just a hard piece of property.
It is.
It's not utilized for anything but parking. And so we were just dreaming up, okay, let's cover this stuff. Let's hide it. I don't want to see it. And I want it nice. And that was one reason. If it doesn't work out, I completely get it based upon, you know, the
ordinances that we have.
And the ordinances that you have, and if it's going to cost me more money to try to make something work and have less things in there, it just doesn't make sense. But you know, I'm all for cleaning up downtown. And
David,
I don't like what's down there.
Pull up the ordinances, the commercial buildings and siding requirements? Because I think Blaine's right, because the garage doors have more surface area than the brick.
Some of us are old.
You might only be able to. I mean, I don't even know how you would address that either on what you're trying to do.
Well,
You're talking about right here. There's too
too much metal
versus
the door space.
The ordinance they have to have.
Yeah. That's the look we want to have. We don't want to have a bunch of metal buildings for our Main Street, you know? That look, we just... And basically, your doors are going to be a bunch of metal.
So my biggest concern is it's not defined within the downtown zone, and if we allow it, it's going to turn into a mess, or we have to change the downtown zone to allow storage units. We don't want storage units in the downtown zone.
Yeah.
So it's, there are other distressed properties on Main Street.
They would love it.
Turn that into a storage unit.
Storage units is cheap. It'll all cover the parking. Enclosed parking.
What if we call it a parking garage? And it doesn't have a million doors.
What if you did 12 instead of 16? Or, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm saying maybe it's a big building with two doors.
Oh, gotcha. I see what you're saying.
One big building and then...
Like an entrance door and an exit door. Yep. Is that what you're saying?
And then you'd have a ton of brick, ton of stucco, and it would look just like the mortuary, and no one would be the wiser.
Would you guys put your stuff in there knowing that other people's...
You have access to it?
Yeah.
Just put cameras in.
That's the problem.
I mean, from your clientele, I would put my stuff in there. No. Based on you running it. If you were running it, I would do that. Who's running it for you?
I don't know who's going to pay $250, $300 a month to put their boat and RV in there.
They do it. Not here right now because we don't have it. I have a brother-in-law right now that stores his trailer in Ogden for $300 a month in a garage.
The only Curtis has them over cigarette pool. The only people that have access to the interior would be those
who have stuff inside it.
And even
you still have shady clients.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If Kevin's running the clientele,
that max
you just have to see what the surface area is based upon the code and what you require for how many doors would you put in there.
Yeah, I mean, what if code wise you could put 6 big doors instead of 16 little doors, you know what I mean?
That's a good thought. Appreciate you guys at least kind of thinking of something.
So,
because the idea of it at the end of the day is a good idea. It's just the fact that I understand too with everybody else that
we don't want
storage units in the downtown area, period. That's why we put that in there. So
it's going to be Mag Mortuary's parking garage is what it's going to be.
Like my grandpa said, we need a car wash. We need to go to the car wash just now, like we need a hole in there.
Yeah.
And so,
that's right.
Being a storage unit.
Yeah. We don't need more storage units.
I totally get it. I guess it's just a little bit different, unique thing. But yeah, let me design something and see if it works. If I get to come back to it.
Okay, so this is my recommendation to you. Get with David. Figure out what he's already pulled up the commercial building code and what the requirements are. My recommendation is to, I don't know what the setbacks and things are because we changed the setbacks and things when we changed the
downtown.
We did changed all that in the downtown area.
Downtown is that it's kind of designed for the buildings that are 100 years old and all shed walls, and so it is actually from the setback. However, it is a corner lot, so we do have to have that 20 feet off each side to keep that visual door open.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other setbacks would be by negotiation what is the site and what. You know, if it's set by
up so the front?
The southwest corner. Doesn't matter because we own that property, but the east side setback is something that we negotiated with the city. And that's how that's set. Because it is downtown, so it's by site. It's approved by the site plan. So you come with come to a planning commission to site plan, essentially, the site plan. You guys can say, yeah, this works.
Less traditional. Just pointing.
So you'd be set back 20 feet from the both sides of the corner, and so in a typical residential, it would be 8 feet off all the front, off the east side.
All the way there.
8 feet is off.
Okay. I was on 20. So.
No. Just 20 feet off the west and 20 feet off south. But which you're gonna have your driveway.
Eight off of the cinder block fence, mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then 20 yeah. off the front sidewalk. Is it the front of the sidewalk or the back?
It's actually off the property line, and you actually, the city probably owns property 2 feet, and they pass the sidewalk.
Right. It's actually a street. So if it's a non-combustible building, they can be 3 feet off the line.
If you store vehicles in there, they would be considered combustible.
Like a golf simulator.
Golf simulator. Got one in town. I don't know how well they're doing.
Oh, we have one?
Mm-hmm.
Stubbs.
That's a good one.
Jim
in the back
Jim
of their,
Kelvin have one.
In the back of their insurance building.
So like,
you access it from like the movie.
So this would be kind of similar to Corey McGee. This
mm-hmm.
is a metal building. Metal doesn't
right.
burn. If he did masonry doesn't burn. It could,
yeah.
it could lessen up that setback.
Yeah, so it's just like that east wall would be mason.
Yeah.
It would be a foot.
We're going to have it built for you before we get the meeting over.
Are you taking notes on this?
41 feet?
Yeah.
We made this development here on 100 East. They came in, they had no setback off the neighbor's yard, and I said, no way. What's downtown? We can have our. And I said, no way. It's a residential development. We're going to have to at least have 8 feet. But they were told 8 feet setback off the neighbors because it was residential. This is a little different kind of situation. But yeah, that would be something that we have to be in the site.
All right, Greg, if this was a parking garage and it had two doors, two 20 foot doors, would you be okay with that?
Is it a metal one? No.
You want a wood barn doors?
Well, no. What
I mean,
want,
the building
I want it to be. I want it to be aesthetically pleasing.
I'm saying the building's going to be made brick, just like McAvoy Mortuary.
Yeah, I think I could. Yeah.
Wes?
Yeah, I would approve that. I think
yeah.
it looks great.
Blaine?
Yeah. I mean, I can see the need.
Roxanne's not.
I know the need. Yeah. I have story papers. And you just, those, the big ones, they go just like that. They're full. The little ones,
yeah. I think it's the fact that it's the 16-door all-metal, just great storage
I
all day.
We want to protect it, so there's no question. We don't want...
Well, when you've got your building right across the street, you can tie it into your building across the street.
Just the door thing.
I mean, there's enough downtown area that somebody could take some buildings and try
okay.
to storage units.
Okay. That place down where the tire shop was, it's going to be going building forever.
Jared's
are they storage units in back?
Yes, that's a storage shed.
Technically, yeah. They're storage sheds for the business owner of the building, right?
It's leasing the clients. It's for the clients.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
each cell has a
yeah.
of that shed.
So that makes sense.
And that's actually a nice looking Main Street project, I'm going to say.
Josh, this is like...
If it ever gets done.
Yeah.
Which
one?
Yeah, 14 feet long.
Oh! Sorry, I missed that conversation. I got a lot to say about that.
Do more than two doors? Because that's...
I
got
a lot to say about that.
I mean, even if we had 8 doors or something.
That's why you're going to
have
to
see
as long as it, yeah, as
it meets that
as long as it meets that rule. That's the rule that's going to tell you how many doors you're going to have.
You're going to figure your square footage of your face, your elevation. You'll figure out that total square footage of that, what it's going to look like. And then it's going to say a certain percentage. And then
I think it's one
good. What number is that?
And that's going to
happen, okay?
Yeah, and then that's going to decide how many doors you're going to need to follow that rule to have it be a Magaby's parking garage.
Right. I love you, Jeff. You guys have anything you want to store?
I can't afford to store stuff on my own property.
Oh, jeez.
You can't go anywhere with that list of those stuff for a short period of time. And
she wants to store her children.
Well, that's cold
storage. Correct. Yeah, that's. I mean,
well, we want to be upfront with it too, because I mean, everyone has these. And
you may want to use part of it for like some, you know, caskets viewing area, or you know what I mean. Let's get creative here, Kel.
Perfect.
The Walmart of caskets.
Uh-huh.
And hurts.
Yep.
Yeah, I just thought this was a way for him to do all those other things. Ashes is mixing the concrete.
Oh.
I'm just trying to
fly ash.
Maximize.
Fly ash ruins concrete. Don't do it.
Is that a problem? Okay. I'm not going to ask it.
Does that help you out a little?
That helps us out a great deal. I love it. We'll see what it does and it works out. And I appreciate you guys. And we'll figure it out.
Parking garage.
I'm going to be parking garage.
Don't ask me if you can put a storage container in there either.
Oh. Why? Can't we just go in a tough shed or something? Is that a work? No.
What?
A tough shed. Tough shed. Isn't that better than a storage container? Or
a 12 by 40 tough shed?
Well, no. Christensen.
Yeah.
Well, would that look any better? I don't think it'd look any better. Tell you
better
that.
Story?
Yeah. All right. Good luck with figuring something out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we'll see you again.
We'll look forward to seeing you again.
I expect all of you guys to buy a boat. I'll be back with plans.
Let me find a place to store up.
Okay. Is this a fast boat or is this a steel?
Yeah, for real.
All right, item 3B, discuss placing possible limits on RM11 zone development sizes. Okay, let's resurrect this one from a year ago.
Yeah, why is this back up? Can somebody tell me that?
It never went through.
Oh my gosh, because the city council denied it?
Because a real estate agent bought it.
What happened?
All right, so the history on this goes back to RM24. So we did RM24, and we opened the floodgates, and everybody wanted to do RM24, and we got the sandstone apartments by Walmart. They've built to that, and then JJ Lund's next to Home Depot has built to that.
And approved for more.
Both
of them.
JJ's hasn't had the issues that Sandstone has had.
Which actually there are issues there.
Why?
Are there?
According to my sources.
Yes, I understand.
They do
source.
Visit there frequently, not as frequently as Sandstone, but frequently enough. But there are. It's unfair to say that there are no issues.
Alright, so there are less issues. So RM11, so once we got our hand burned with RM24, we restricted it. And the restriction is 3 acres and the maximum number of units. RM11 is not restricted, so it could end up turning into, well, last year, one of our council members says, he was working with a developer on the west side of the freeway, and they want to do like 10 acres of RM11. And RM11 is a medium density, that's 11 units per acre. So it's kind of a smaller version of these other apartments. Our thought was if we limit RM11, we have them provide more open space. Because RM11 is probably going to be more of your tiny young family. retail, that we wanted more open space requirements, and we wanted to minimize the acreage. So at the city council meeting last year, again, the same council member has his own development next to Top Oil, but they're doing 5 acres, and I made the suggestion, let's make the maximum acreage 6, because there's always the 5.1 acre lot. And if we did it at 6, any lot of 5 acres could get built on. So that's the backstory.
And you guys tried to do this last year and it didn't get through?
It fizzled out.
Okay.
We pushed it, the Planning and Zoning Commission pushed it through. Mm-hmm. The city council put it down.
So did it go?
Can I ask what the vote ratio was? We don't know. Sorry. Okay. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't really matter.
It's a public meeting. It's being public record.
Okay.
So Braden convinced Kip. So Kip and Braden, and then Tanner probably voted no. They probably got Kip.
So to me, this is just my own opinion, with us not wanting to look like
South Sanford?
Yeah, like you have to drive and all you see is rows upon rows. I personally am in favor of limiting it just simply because of that. We worked with those people with the missing middle. They did a great job of having different types of things available.
So real quick, sidebar. What was the city council like last time when Alexa presented?
Okay, so the actual missing middle was initiated because at the time they were looking at this item 11 limitation, they first came in and they said, we want R24, all 22 acres. So that ain't going to happen. This is 24. I think we should not want to be told. They said, we want R11. I said, well, we are looking right now at some limitations to R11, so that's kind of how the whole missing middle goal all
us missing middle.
You guys,
it's housing directive for affordable young families.
So you guys gave a positive recommendation to the council. But there was an issue that came up. Hey, we just adopted, we're getting ready to adopt the general plan. This isn't part of the general plan. We want to move the general plan back to hearing phase and integrate this into a general plan, or do we want to? Kendall's suggestion was it doesn't look very transparent for us to adopt a general plan and then immediately amend it to include this.
Right.
And so the council said, no, we're not. They didn't feel really great about this middle thing, so they said, let's just pass the general plan as it is. We don't have to go back to the public hearing. That everything has already taken longer than we anticipated. They passed the general plan without this concept. So I sent Alexa Wilson, who represents it, an email saying, look, I was just like, no, last time it was kind of dead. So she got with Michelle and I, got back on the city council. She said, I want to make one more push. Worked on this for 18 months. We spent almost $100,000 in wages trying to put this together. And so they made a final plea to the council last Tuesday. And kind of what came out of that meeting was we want to have the open house. We want to have the general public, but we also want to make sure that we're targeting new developers in the region that might be interested moving on sections of this or the whole 22 acres of this middle. I gently tried to strengthen that if the local developer were interested in it, they are not going to be very thrilled with the architectural constraints that are being put on it. These windows have attractive facies and porches,
diversified
and stuff that costs a little bit more money.
instead of a shoebox on the side for fourplex, it's a house. It looks like a mansion house, but it's actually four units inside. That's the concepts, which I love. I would love to see it.
They were beautiful. Yeah. The concepts were gorgeous.
Yeah, that was like the whole point.
But the local development community argues with me about every inch of curb and gutter. I don't know if it can be really built, possibly the actual building coming up as well.
Right.
But anyway, the long and short of it is that we're going to have some big open house in the next month and schedule it. And then we're going to come back to the planning commission next month and have another public hearing talking about this. And they said, we need to present it again. I said, no, the planning commission is well aware of what it is. We can give a 5-minute spiel to anyone who has a short.
Yeah, I mean, we've studied that thing inside out, upside down.
We've studied it. Obviously, the council has studied it. The council members were here at the combined meetings.
Yeah.
And then they had that, like, that's it. That goes out of the list.
I actually heard feedback from the community members about that. Just disappointed that it wasn't passed.
And it could be with the right developer. I think. The problem is it's homes or something like that has the ability to do that. They're not interested in 22 acres. They want 200 acres.
Right.
Yeah. The local guys, they don't have a capacity
to do 20 acres.
So it's kind of a catching point through the assumption. If you find some mid-level kind of developer,
so where that, where the canal is on the other side of the canal. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway,
there's that whole path.
You know what rules?
Okay.
And it's to the that feels like a good cross interest of the north element. And we're going to go. We kind of develop Plan B. Plan B would be something I think Josh suggested in the first place was. Use the zoning we have, zone it in a way that we have a little bit of our own, the berms, and use the small investment area zone for smaller lots, and do it as a, do the zoning in kind of a exotic, so you can accomplish the same thing, but you're not going to the same restrictions.
That guy was pretty smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was.
From the get-go, is why can't we just use rules that we have in our own space that provides 6,000 square foot lot. It's a nice, that's a small lot. You can put a nice modular on it, just a little bit of yard. And where it's been deck.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, anyway, I'm in approval of limiting the development.
I was going to say that. All right, we discussed it. I'm going to wait and see what happens with this missing middle.
What do we need to be proactive? Because I mean, I'm in agreement. I would like to limit the more that there's that development as far as high density. So what do we need to be proactive? Just wait and see what happens?
The commission said, let's do this. That's a great idea. It's something different. But, you know, we're the guinea pigs of the state. Nobody's done this. And it's an overlay zone. So it can only be done on that area, period.
A developer can't take it to another piece of real estate and do the same thing over again. It's only that zoned area, that sitler property. That's it.
I think.
Yeah.
You know, if we did adopt their ordinance for their overlay, I think there's a way, because we did it with South Meadow, you know, it's the only development from a force on a lot smaller than me. So maybe there is a way to specify it this part.
Anyway, so it it's there's the big Victorian style house. It's actually four units, living units. They all have their own entrances.
It's a lot of sideways.
The avenues in Salt Lake.
Yeah, they have up in the avenues.
The avenues in Salt Lake, where everybody has a big shared front yard. It's called a cottage court.
Yeah.
There was those. Of course, you got your basic townhomes, twin homes. There was several different options.
But what's the push? Why was the pushback?
I don't know why the city council. I know the mayor does not want to create another zone, another ordinance, because a lot happened with RM24. His concern is we allow this, it's going to blow up in our face. And then the other concern is we're constraining the developers too much with what they can build. And I feel like the developers are making too much profit to begin with. It's about time they start meeting the needs of single families, not themselves.
Well, and one thing that is brought up again, that brought up repeatedly, is we put too much administrative overload on the staff. And Braden asked me that night, he said, well, is this too much for me to do? And I said, I will do whatever the council directs me to do.
Just
because if you say you decide you're a developer, you're going to buy 5 acres of this, you're a developer, you'd be required to have a certain percentage. Okay, so your highest density is going to be your town. So you're only going to allow a certain percentage of this. If you're going to be 5 acres, you're like one of the other types, so at least
two
types.
Yeah.
Of development. You're 5 acres, 3 acres, you have to have at least three types of different types of buildings. So you can't just do all town buildings. You have to do some new classes or some cottage.
Have a variety.
Or some small.
This makes it so you don't get South Santa Clara where you got 10 rows of townhomes that look identical.
Yeah.
And that's what they're afraid of, the Ministry of Overburden and Mark Vlasic, who represents landscape design, they would have to come in with a master plan.
Yeah. And you just hear that they do that.
This is what we're putting in. This is what we're putting in. So I don't see a future for these that actually there's probably maybe there's a mid-sized one.
A lot of our local developers do the shoestring budget thing. And we get stuff like we do next to Sandy's. And I don't know how this first east one's going to turn out. It's all paved and has grass.
And they have it for rent thing out front?
No, and that's...
They already sold that.
I mean, that's a crystal herb.
Really?
Mine is that... When they came in, they asked for some considerations on different things, and it was sold to me and us and to the planning commission. We're going to develop single family housing that we're going to sell these units in the future. That's how it was. That's how I did it. And then it was sold in one transaction, which really makes me look like a jerk because I assured neighbors.
No, that it wasn't a rental. These
individually, these aren't going to become apartments. Mm-hmm. Well,
they are.
And what do we do with the drainage in the west side of that? Like, there's got to be some. I mean, it's terrible.
I don't understand why it is done.
I don't either. I mean, it looks horrendous. I'm going to be honest.
Weren't they going to drain everything to a little detention basin?
Yeah, but that's what it's talking about. It's a detention basin. It looks like it's...
It looks like it's...
It looks like it... Yeah, it looks like the retention basin out at
JJ
Sawgrass, out at the golf course, the one on the corner right there. It looks like that in the backyard or the side yard of that fourplex.
Yeah.
It is a massive rock fishing pond.
Yeah. I don't know if you...
I still look at it and I still don't know how those people end up getting in and out of their truck. I still don't know. It's a kind of a good old boy complaint, but Coldview Acre subdivision, where Kelly lives, Yardley's lives, out in northeast part of town. How come Tanner Thompson's lot didn't have curving gutter and road into that subdivision? It's part of the subdivision. And now it's listed as Coldview Acres subdivision lot, whatever.
Well, and there's supposed to be an agreement that once that second phase actually comes on, he's going to pay his portion of that, and they're just going to do all of that.
But that's not part of the second phase. That's part of the first phase.
Oh, that's because he subdivided it off of, is it Yardley that lives on the end there? And he subdivided it. That's why. But yeah, it's supposed to come in the best second phase. But yeah, supposedly the present agreement for the whole to be paid for this portion.
The good old boy thing.
Yeah, the good old boy club again.
What happened?
You're right.
What happened to the
I love my sidewalk, curb and gutter, but I'm going to complain about that the rest of my life because there is a good old boys club and it needs to go away.
So what if city council decide on us buying that roadway from Corey to get a second access into his subdivision?
That's still negotiation. They've changed the.
So this is.
Instead of just going straight through, it'll come down.
See that lot right there? He's got the house built, but all it is a.
It's not even a through street, Wayne. It's a rounded sidewalk all the way around the corner of the cul-de-sac. Even his road goes through the middle of the cul-de-sac.
There it is, right there.
Yeah. I know, I went and looked at it because they. I don't even know where he's going to get mail delivery, to be honest with you, because the whole thing's not right.
Who gave him the building?
I mean, he come in years ago wanting to have a no curb and gutter. And we denied him. But when you're on the city council, you're a good old boy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so yeah, he's divided this off here.
Right.
That's where he's building his.
But if you divide, have subdivided, you still have to have curb and gutter and sidewalk. That's just as straightforward as there is.
Yeah, and he's signed the agreement so that will happen. But it'll just be
crazy. I mean, Corey's 70 years old.
Yeah.
When's he going to do it?
I know. So the road, I don't know if you guys. So the road, you go this way, and you basically take a turn this way.
Wow.
And turn back up. And
that just, Corey also bought that house, correct?
Yes. And so what he's proposing is that the city wants this road to go through, they should purchase this right of way from here to here, so that, because otherwise his subdivision, if he wants to do, if the road goes straight through, you just have super deep blocks on this way, you can have blocks on the side of the road.
So it benefits him to have the road, but he wants the city to pay for it.
Yes.
Got it.
If you met Corey.
I have. In fact, my mom lives in one. Okay.
All right. But, I mean, there's. I don't know.
Well,
item 3C. Consider, you're good. Consider setting a public hearing on the amendment for self-service storage facilities. And this is taking it out of commercial general and making it manufacturing industrial only.
Okay.
I say at least that one.
Yeah, David, that could have saved us an item tonight.
It did, good.
I hope that one doesn't bite us.
I would have set the few that I realized it did take 10 days. That's on the inside. It's a lot of dough on there, so we don't forget. Yes. So we're going to do that on November.
Okay. Minutes approval, item 4A. Consider approving the minutes from the September 3rd meeting.
I make a motion to approve them.
I'll second it.
Motion by Blaine, second by Roxanne. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Wait.
You can't skip item 5.
Okay. Well, what is this?
Okay.
Oh, we got
that. I do have one on.
You got to wait.
Oh, I got to wait. Okay, sorry.
Ray, do you have something you want to talk about?
No.
Wes?
Yes. I do.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
It's good. I've had, because I have a stepson that lives up in the Kip, the Rise home.
Yeah.
That they are telling me that there are people occupying that home.
Yes.
Which home?
It's right by Dr. West and...
What? Not there by my
home. Because they're still supposed to come to us, correct?
There, next to it, or...
It's...
That one.
Or,
all right, so real quick on that, right?
I thought they had to come to us.
Well, that's what we've been advocating.
Oh, the house next door is sinking?
No.
They have a...
The one you built, they're trying to turn into a...
There's three rats
that are
mentally challenged. And they've got a caretaker that lives
Okay, I understand.
The neighbors are concerned because they have no idea who's in there, what they're in there for.
And I actually reached out to them again and invited them very nicely. He's been with the planning commission and presented your materials so that we can approve those so that we can move forward. And their lawyers sent me a nasty four-page email from the developers and sent it to me through our attorney, basically saying, we are no different than any other landlord. We are just renting these rooms to people. And there are other people who have services that come to them, even AIDS, home health, whatever. So we don't feel that we are any different than the landlord where you're discriminating against any tenants. And so they're
running an at-home business and need a conditional use permit.
Yeah, and that's what
it's still an at-home business.
So
the city attorney and David have been talking till they're blue in the face, and these guys are just saying no. The next step, last council meeting I went to, the mayor was going to talk with the attorney and whoever else on what are the next steps. It's going to go legal.
Yeah. It eventually, we're either going to, it's going to depend on whether the attorney needs to overcome their ideas, if he thinks it's defensible on our side, or if he thinks he's been spending other thousands of dollars to file a lawsuit and fight it if we're going to lose. He doesn't feel confident in it. That's a good guy. I see the rationale. I don't agree with it. I feel like they're your clients. It's a list of deal to your business. It should have a business license. I also have a meeting with an investigator from licensing for the Department of Human Services. Have another interview with another investigator on this. So I don't know how that's going to go. But it might be something like in a year when they go to redo their license, if that's not
right.
Some of the neighbors are have no problem with it though.
The sex offender, she's a drug offender.
No, they're totally not. Challenged. Downstairs.
No, they're not. And the thing is, if it were sex offenders, they would be required to register.
Yes.
I've been going over this with Mike, because he's a neighbor, and Robin.
Dr. West is one up down.
And they say, hey, there's nothing wrong with those people. That's a compassion for them.
Which I don't have a problem with that. I agree with that.
I mean, they met with them. They had an open house. And there's nothing wrong with those people. Just stay in there. Maybe the people taking care of them, there's a lot of people.
All right, Wes, you got something? Nothing wrong?
Not done complaining for the day.
Blaine? Okay, now it's David's turn.
Okay. And this is just something I just wanted to get your eyes on it and see what you thought. Okay, so we're moving down into the R11 zone again. There was this last swap of glass. And there's this little block right here. Yeah.
No.
This is what we call a legal non-conforming lot. It's 68 feet or so wide. The illegal lot has to be 70. Now, if somebody came in and said, I want to build a single family home here, I would just let them do it because
great.
It's a legal non-conforming lot. If you didn't create it, you're not creating it.
Okay. Where up there on the west is it?
Okay, so here. Is that to get sewer to this, you have to go around down through 118 sewer over here. And you get in, that requires traffic control.
No,
there's a lot of concrete.
They are not open cutting the road. Not happening again.
And
thanks,
that's
George.
I told him, I said,
thank
that's,
you.
That's going to be your biggest thing if we get through this other
that's,
issue.
That's UDOT saying no.
The other issue. That this is 0.23 acres.
Okay.
So he wants to make it affordable, he wants to put a duplex.
Oh, imagine that.
No. Okay.
Who is he?
Yeah.
Is this Carl
Piper?
Who?
Carl Piper.
He's got a bunch of those in Monroe.
I've done a dozen projects with him. He's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
You know, tell him no.
But so in order to actually have a duplex on it, and this is where I'm kind of interpreting the law, he needs to have 0.265 acres in order to actually fit the density requirements.
So he doesn't fit the criteria.
1,500 feet.
How do you got to solve that?
8,000 for the initial, 2,500 for each addition.
Because it's going sideways?
He can walk. He can do a directional floor.
Under the road.
However, you would need to buy some of this property back here. This neighbor's amenable to it, but you'd have to buy about 1,000 feet of this property over here. You know, the density is.
But can that neighbor sell that property?
It's a function of density. So you'd accomplish the density thing.
Because I have a mortgage on that house.
I don't know. I just wanted your, what are your opinions on this? If you were to buy
I was looking at this backyard and had a weird backyard.
So if he did that to that property, would that make that property non-conforming?
This one here?
Yeah.
This one's already
non-conforming. Well, let's not make it worse.
Yeah. Hey, you can tell him no, Dave.
Just say no.
I mean, he really is a good guy.
I know.
And if you're telling no, that's it,
because
I've told him no on a couple things.
Yeah, that's a no. Yeah, so anyway, but I feel like the state road.
Tell him build a single family home.
Well, that's the thing is that he has to cut the sewer.
He is not cutting the road. It's not going to happen.
Cost effective for him. People from UDOT say we are not letting Richmond City cut toward our main road again after the disaster.
So Jared Cephalia, come to find out, him and his wonderful workers, the Richfield City water line was in the way of their bore.
Yes.
And they chose to go under the water line and come back up.
And let me tell you how much fun it is being his neighbor next to the other place.
And they told UDOT, oh, the bore just bellied out. We don't know what happened. And then when they got it excavating and
he hired some fly-by-night.
I don't know how many times they've dug up that parking lot and compacted it and dug up and compacted and dug up and our whole building shakes and everything falls off and I'm so tired.
Where's that at?
We own an antique store next to his new wonderful place.
Yeah.
So let me tell you how much fun that's been.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I told him, you know, the thing, the road could be the thing that kills it, the density thing.
Yeah, that's a no. That's a no.
Then no. All
right. And he'll be all right.
That's the thing. I told him, I want to run up at the planning commission to 3 o'clock.
Sure. Yep. Hard no. Right back to where we started when you pulled the picture up, Dave.
Okay. All right. That's all. I just wanted your advice.
My only heartburn with it is if you can't do that, then nothing can ever be built on that lot.
Yep. And that's a bummer.
And I wouldn't mind seeing a duplex there, something, but. And I'd even be okay with it the way the lot size is. But he can't open cut the road. And if he can't afford an open cut on the road, he cannot afford a directional pole.
So that's big of us.
Oh, floors are more expensive than the road.
How much is that? Give me a ballpark. I don't want to do that.
We have one of those in town. Someone was saying the other day, $200 a linear foot.
How much?
Like $200 a linear foot.
Oh,
that's a... Wow! 12.46. So that's about 50 foot. So 50 foot, $10,000?
Wow.
Okay.
Could be. It used to be 4 lanes.
Wow.
So it could be 60 feet.
That is 60.
So that's $12,000.
Or the bore. Just the bore.
And if you're going to do it the right way, if you don't open trench that and cut it, you might be more. Because you're going to have to use a rapid set concrete, and then you're going to have to use a UDOT approved HMA, and you're going to have to use compaction and all the traffic control.
You're going to have to do it half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually busier, I think, than the highway out there.
I agree.
We can go on the UDOT website, pull up AADT numbers and know exactly.
But
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Some kind of a house on it would be nice. Yeah. Not with you, it's crappy. It's just a vacant lot that we can't ever do anything with. But
are they absolutely not allowed to do a septic tank?
Absolutely.
No, you don't have enough room.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. I think if you're within certain limits, 300 feet, you have
sewer. Oh.
Yeah. about Anderson's out there?
What if he went to the west?
They went there. Dustin Anderson, you know where Dustin is?
Yes.
Next door is Donnerville. She's second.
I think they were just barely off.
What do you mean? She's across the street from the sewer pipe that we did for Corey Winkle.
But that sewer
is different.
Loves.
Yeah, Winkle was different. Dolman's and all them are all septic. Butler's are septic.
Yeah. In fact, that's one thing that Keith kind of regrets. He said, I wish Rich would sit at the time. He said, let's just fill the gap and get all those guys on septic. Or not on septic.
On sewer.
There was an issue there where there was a certain amount of sewer on the gap. He really wanted them to just fill the gap.
I mean, yeah.
We might have a different mayor and different council membership. Who knows? If it is another real estate, I might be done. Okay, adjournment. Blaine motioned.
I'll second.
Roxanne seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hey, let's end on a positive note. We're getting a dirty night, everyone. I mean,
I don't know what that is, but I'll eat there.
It's so good.
Hey, there was a Hawaiian trailer.
I know. Did anybody get actually eat that?
I didn't see it.
Was it good?
Yeah, I got teriyaki.
I went down to get some for dinner and it was already gone.
Here? Or
yeah, it was for lunch. It was good. It smelled good.
If you want a good
recipe,
you
don't
touch.
I don't know. But
yeah,
well,
that's right.
Probably.
You have lunch Monday.
You got to go
like lunch.
Gosh, did they say where they were from? The Aloha truck.
Because I'd like some
different. Yeah, I wish they'd come back.